Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Perfect song to evoke. I don't know, Bob. You like the word ethereal? Ethereal images of great athletes like Willie Mays.
Yeah,
we're talking. Willie Mays is on the shortest of short lists of legends. You agree?
Absolutely. I mean, we use the word a lot, but really it applies to just a very small few.
Exactly. I agree with that. It's an overused word, kind of like superstar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even
there
great.
Ain't many.
We use the word great on routine, great. It's a nice play. It's not great is reserved for like the over the shoulder basket catch. That's why people talk. He made better catches than that.
Yeah.
But because it was in that situation at that time, it takes on a whole new level.
He's on the short list, Paul. Muhammad Ali, Babe Ruth, right. Jim Thorpe, Michael Jordan. He's Jesse Owens, Joe DiMaggio.
There he is.
He's on the short list. Well, there's Michael McHenry talking about.
Well, I mean, it's a pregame show. Obviously, it was an afternoon Pirates game, and they're talking about Willie Mays. That goes a long way.
Yeah, and I'm sure McCutchen was great on that. I read his quotes today when he was talking to reporters last night. I guess Willie Mays just called him Pittsburgh. And he said one of the reasons he, was looking forward to going out to San Francisco when he did was because he could talk to Willie Mays. Yeah, let's hear McCutchen. You have that. How about City Limits piping in here, Paul?
Yes.
We have some news coming up about City Limits that we can't quite reveal yet, but we're very, very pleased and proud.
It's very good news.
Very good news. Let's hear McCutchen on Mays.
Before there was, Bonds and Griffey and all these guys and Stargell, it was Willie Mays, Willie Mays was... He was a guy who, for Ricky Henderson, for all these great center fielders even, there was Willie Mays. So, he was a pioneer for the game. He was a guy who I was, very fortunate to be on the Giants. And honestly, that was kind of one of the things that had me pretty excited going to the Giants. Was to be able to know I was going to be around people like Willie McCovey and Willie Mays and Barry Bonds and those guys. So, his legacy is going to live on. And, anyone who's ever come in contact with Mays for even a day, they're going to have a story. They're going to have something. And, I was my nickname was Pittsburgh. That was my nickname to him. He'd always call me Pittsburgh. So, paid attention to a lot of the games that we played in. Talked to him every time I got the chance. I'm pretty sure every time. He probably got tired of me. But anytime I had an opportunity to be around him, I was going to be around him.
Great stuff there from McCutchen.
That right? Says it all right there. Just the fact that he always made himself available to talk to younger guys.
Right.
And I think those younger guys sought out the opportunity to be around him. And it was a two-way street. Not a lot of people do that.
Well, I think that's the thing that, like I said, about Mays that really reading all these tributes really stood out. It's just how much of a really good person, like a mentor to so many of these young guys who maybe never even saw him play. But they know his legend.
You know what else I like about guys like McCutchen? And I think we should see more of this with some of the younger guys in the game. They appreciate the history of it. They understand the people who provided pathways for them. And I see not so much of that with younger players today. You know, they don't want to know the history. They don't really care about the history. They should. If you're involved in a franchise, you play in a city, you should try to reach out if someone is there who was in that level of elite.
Yes.
And you should know about it. You should want to know about it.
It feels like Mays is almost an exception to that. Like, you read these unbelievable stories in all sports, like, oh, have you ever heard of this player? Name a famous player from a sport, and younger guys will be like, no, I never heard of him. But you just heard the general, Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranbury, and he's got guests all the time doing autograph shows and things like that, active and former baseball players. And a common question for them, he said, is if you could have an autograph of one athlete, any sport. And he says that baseball players usually pick a different sport, like they'll pick an NBA player. But the most common answer, if you could have an autograph of any athlete ever, is Willie Mays among those people.
That's
even the younger guys.
Coming from him, that says as much as you can say, because he has access to all of that and he talks to all of these people.
You think about it, really. I mean, in the last week and a half, we've lost Bill Walton, Jerry West, and Willie Mays.
Incredible. Really. I mean, truly.
Think about these stories surrounding all three of those guys.
I mean, you could make this argument. I know there's many other people included in the conversation. Bill Walton, possibly greatest and most accomplished college basketball player of ever. Jerry West, as Paul eloquently wrote, greatest basketball man. Not necessarily greatest player, although he was very great. Greatest overall basketball man who ever lived between playing and forming teams. And then Willie Mays, certainly in the conversation of greatest baseball player who ever lived. Think about that.
No, and it all happened within a span of a month.
Yeah.
I think a month, 2 weeks.
Whatever,
right?
It was, yeah.
Like Bill Walton died, 2 weeks ago maybe? And then West died last week.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, those guys are such a big part of every sport, and here they are.
I called up, did I tell you the story earlier? Elroy Face?
Yes.
No, I can't. I called him up, 96 years old. Last night at 10 o'clock, I called him. He's still around Pittsburgh. I'm like, I'm sorry I bothered you so late. Willie Mays passed. Do you have a quick story? Right away, he gives me the story about Mays hitting the homer off him and him saying to his catcher, what happened there? And the catcher, whose name now escapes me, said, man, he hadn't had a hit tonight, so I told him what was coming. And I said to Face, I said, he did that just because he was Willie Mays? And he's like, yeah, probably. Just because he was Willie Mays, he decided to give him the pitch, which is great, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, really. Mays, I mean, I saw a clip yesterday of Mays climbing a fence and catching a ball that I thought was actually greater than the, you know, basket catch over the head.
Yeah.
But I will say this.
It probably was.
It was better.
That being said, between, you know, in the Toronto series this year and last night, and there have been some guys that have made incredible plays against the Pirates in the last three or four weeks. Just incredible. Like the three or four in the Toronto series, every one of them was amazing. Last night, the catch that kid made in center field was...
And he had to be taken out of the game because he was, I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I'm just saying, that was a ball he had... I thought there's no way he's getting there. And he got there.
Meantime, before we get to the quiz show, I've been teasing this, so I want to get to it quickly here. Matt Venzel sort of rejects some of these what he thinks are pie-in-the-sky trade targets for the Penguins, but one who isn't is Patrick Laine. Columbus wants to get rid of him. Apparently wants to get rid of that contract. I think it's over $8 million a season, I believe. And they say they'll put a sweetener in there. he's talking about a Riley Smith for Patrick Laine deal. Laine's numbers have declined over the years. One time 44 goal scorer, 26 2 years ago in Columbus, 22 goals. And then last year he only played in 18 games. He took what I think they term kind of a mental health break, but he had 6 goals in those 18 games. He's still, how old is he, Bob? He's still only 30. He's 26.
Is that all he is?
He just turned 26. He's 6'5", 205, right winger, and he scores goals. Thoughts, gentlemen?
He scored goals. Yeah. I don't know that he's doing it all that much. And that contract would, when they say sweetener, are you talking about they're going to pick up a large portion of the contract?
I think
because
Vince,
you can't afford to bring in
that,
another one of those kind of guys. He makes a lot of money based on what he did in Winnipeg.
But you're getting rid of a large portion with Riley Smith, at least. What does he make? What does Riley Smith make? And maybe they would take on another contract as part of that. I don't know.
Well, the fact, you know what just turned me is that you said, are you sure he's 26? He seems like he's been around forever.
He has, but he came into the league, I think, when he was 18.
Okay. 26 gives me reason to think that's not a bad deal. But he's been injured. He hasn't been as good as he once was. I think he's a one-way player. You know, I don't know. I'd have my reservations. If it meant, you know, moving Riley Smith, because I just don't think it fits here with him.
What if they took Raquel? What if they took Raquel?
Well, then you save a lot more money.
What if they took Ryan Graves?
One of the problems when they signed, Malkin. When you entrusted Malkin to be your second-line center for the next 4 years when they signed him, you have essentially made it impossible for any young center in this organization to move up and immediately take one of those jobs.
Paul,
right?
Yeah, you're right about that.
They got guys.
He's
they
a sniper, though, Bob. He's a 26-year-old.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about other guys. Like, I know. Jaegers is a guy who should maybe be playing here now. You want young blood? Where's he going to play? A fourth-line center? He's not that.
This guy still has 140 goals in 5 years. In Winnipeg.
Well, 26 makes me, because he had a great shot. 26 makes me think maybe. If he were 30, I'd say no.
Paul?
He's got 2 years left on his deal. I get the whole, you know, they're going to offer a sweetener. I think I'm fatigued a little bit by these players that other teams are paying to get rid of. Okay? I'm not gonna lie. Obviously, he would be a guy if he could find his form again and get back to what he, you know, has been in his career. If they were able to make one of these deals where they dump all of their you know bad contracts for him, which I don't think it will, because it sounds like Columbus is trying to get rid of this guy and his contract. I don't know. I would have to see what the deal looks like.
He's young enough where this is a little different than some of the others.
Right.
And plus, he gives you something you need, I think, which is a pure sniper.
Well,
I'd be willing to take the chance. But I understand, of course, the
reservations. But I also think that the general thing about the Penguins is they're in it to try to win. If that's your case, then you go for a proven guy.
Yeah.
You have to. If you were not in this situation where you had all these guys tied up to long-term contracts and they're older and you're trying to win now, then you probably wouldn't do it. But now, maybe you do.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball softball showcase. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. I mentioned the 50-minute mark on The Fan. Didn't I just do that, City Limits? I'm losing my mind. How are you today? I mean, I've barely heard from you all day.
I'm great, yes. It's always...
Now you're not even paying attention to yourself.
Right. Not only them, but myself, I've lost all attention span toward.
I like your University of Buffalo hat you have there.
Thank you. It's a bucket hat.
I can tell,
appreciate that compliment.
Big bucket.
Do you have good questions for the quiz show?
Oh, yes.
We'll be doing that next. Me against Paul, Paul against Bob, Paul against me, Paul against Bob, Bob against Paul, Bob against me, and me against Bob. In the quiz show coming up next. You ready for that?
Yes.